Welcome back, my friends, to the blended harmony of the Gospels. We're reading through the New Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in chronological order. We're on day 3, part 1. The Magi are going to visit Jesus. Day 3, the wise men visit. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he assembled the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them where the Messiah would be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they told him, "because this is what was written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men and asked them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, report back to me that I too can go and worship him." But that's not really what he was going to do. We know that. After hearing the king, they went their way. And there it was, the star they had seen at its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and falling on their knees, they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. The escape to Egypt. After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is about to do a search for the child to kill him." So terrible, isn't it? So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and escaped to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod's death, so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled: "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, flew into a rage. He gave orders to massacre all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, in keeping with the time he had learned from the wise men. Then what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. "A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refused to be consoled because they are no more." So many great things in here I love about the wise men. "For we have saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him." Just think about those wise men. I mean, they saw a star and they said, "Hey, this is the one for the long-awaited Messiah, and we're going to go worship him." I mean, you wonder what their wives thought. Like, really, guys, you're going to go how far on camels across the desert all the way just to worship something you're not even sure about? I mean, they knew in their hearts that it was the Messiah, and they were so excited to do it. And they made the very, very long journey. So, I mean, kudos to the wise men. Now, a little fun fact, though, is that we always say that there are 3 wise men, and we say that because there are 3 gifts: the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But the Bible never says how many. They said wise men. So we always say 3, but just a little fun fact for you: the Bible does not say exactly how many. And then, of course, Herod is acting like, "Oh, I want to come worship him as well." But did he really want to? No. He was wondering who this new king was. He saw Jesus as a threat. And so he just was kind of acting like he wanted to worship because he wanted the information. And also, it's interesting, right? The wise men, it says they came upon the house where Mary was with the baby. So often we see the nativity scenes and we've got, you know, the little barn, the little stable there. And over here, you've got Mary and Joseph, and you got some shepherds and some sheep. And over here, you always have the wise men. But guess what? They weren't there when they were in the stable like that. They came about 2 years later. And so that's why Herod wanted to say, "Oh, I'm going to kill all the boys 2 years and younger," because by then 2 years had passed since Jesus was born, and he wanted to make sure he had his bases covered. And so just how sad is that? They call it the massacre of the innocents. And it's just so sad that all those young little boys had to die because he was just looking for the threat, which was Jesus, who was going to be taking his place, he thought, as, you know, the next king. And so it's sad what people do when they're threatened. And then with the escape to Egypt, once again, Joseph is completely obedient. He hears from an angel, "Hey, you're going to have to leave for safety." So he packs up the baby and he packs up Mary and they flee off to Egypt. And so once again, Joseph is just so obedient and just a great father to keep Jesus safe. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you just really worship and search for Jesus as much as those wise men were searching. I mean, they gave up who knows how many months to be traveling there to see Jesus. And when they saw him, they fell on their knees. So I just pray, God, today that we can always just be worshiping you, just falling on our knees, either physically or just spiritually, Lord, and just lifting you up and giving you all the praise that you deserve, God, because you are holy. And we thank you for coming as a baby. So I hope today you have a good day worshiping the King of Kings, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. You can get your own copy of A Blended Harmony of the Gospels by The Chosen simply by going to thechosengifts.com. There you can find all kinds of wonderful merchandise to help build your faith this year. Be sure to check out their devotionals and their Bible studies. Have a blessed day.